T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning now at 7:45 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Child shot in South Wichita. Injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Shot in the foot.
Two.
Back to class today for many schools in Kansas.
One.
More federal charges for Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell alleging campaign funding violations. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic update here on the Thursday morning commute. During the past half hour, we did have the report of some smoke in the area. 2200 block of South Grove, a little south of Grove and Mount Vernon. Might have been from a house fire, maybe from an exhaust coming out of a vehicle. Not sure, but they're checking that out. 2200 block of South Grove, got some smoke in the area in that location. KNSS traffic brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, also in the East Harry Street Mall, or you can go online to carlstire.com. It's your home for complete car care, Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Mostly sunny today with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 91 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 67. Friday, mostly sunny, tomorrow's high near 90. Now a mostly cloudy sky. We've got a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour and 70 degrees. Picture yourself in a hat and see what a hat can do for you. Whether it's for sun protection or the strong Kansas wind, Hatman Jacks has something for you. At the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks. 7:46 now with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And stocks ended today with losses Wednesday.
Markets sold off where the Dow was down 334 points and recouped some of those losses. In fact, it finished down 137 at 25,162. The Nasdaq Composite down 97 at 77.74. The S&P 500 down 22 at 28.18. On the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we saw strength all day from Merck and Pfizer. In fact, Merck hitting a new 52-week high. Chevron and Boeing were the laggards. Apple closed at a new record high. But the key was that there's continued concerns about Turkey and China, where economic growth has slowed some. And, of course, the last number on crude, which basically saw some stockpiles, and that pushed crude lower. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Kroger will begin testing grocery deliveries using driverless cars outside of Phoenix, Arizona. The biggest U.S.
I don't know anything about it, but I'm going to say that's just not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Prove me wrong, Kroger.
Of course, this is the biggest U.S. grocery chain and the parent company for Dillon's here in South Central Kansas. It'll begin, today in Scottsdale at a Fry's supermarket, which is owned by Kroger. Shoppers can order groceries online or via a mobile app for same-day or next-day delivery to their home.
Next day. Well, hope you're not hungry tonight.
The fleet of the driverless Toyota Prius cars will be used for the deliveries. So is there going to be anybody in the car? Or just going to drive itself there? And then you come out and pull out the groceries? We are just making some tremendous, advances toward getting to the point where we don't do anything physically, where everything is done for us. And what is that? It was a really crazy song back in 1969 about, I think, the year 2525, something like that. And it was a terrible song, but it was popular. And it predicted that people wouldn't even move. They would just, people, in 2525, people wouldn't even move. They would just sit in a chair someplace. Everything would be done for them. Well, almost prophetic, I guess. U.S. health officials are eliminating special regulations for gene therapy experiments. They say that what was once exotic science is quickly becoming an established form of medical care with no extraordinary risks. Gene therapy aims to get at the root cause of a disease by altering DNA rather than just treating symptoms of a genetic illness. So, inroads being made there. And China is sending a trade envoy to wish. Let me try this again. China is sending a trade envoy to Washington in a renewed effort to end a worsening tariff dispute that has raised worries it will chill global economic growth. The delegation, led by a deputy commerce minister, will visit in late August to discuss issues of mutual concern. Commerce Ministry announcing this today. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS, and we're going to take a look at local home sales now with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, July home sales in Wichita jumped. Numbers from the South Central Kansas Multiple Listing Service show home sales went up 6.7% compared to July 2017 to 1,009 units compared to 946. Existing home sales up 6%. Average sale price, $163,000. The numbers show that the area remains a seller's market. Little shop talk, Wichita radio stations, five of them will soon have new owners. Scripps is selling off its remaining stations to Summit Media for $47 million. Wichita stations, KFDI-FM, KFTI-AM, T95, 104.5 The Fox, and 106.5. They're part of a group of 19 stations being sold in Wichita, Omaha, Springfield, Missouri, and Knoxville, Tennessee. And the renovated Country Inn and Suites in East Wichita is back open. The hotel owned by a Wichita businessman, Phil Ruffin. It's a 99-room property at 333 South Webb, used to be a Fairfield Inn. It was a multi-million-dollar renovation that took about a year, has a new look inside and out. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You mentioned those the group of radio stations. I don't want to give anybody some publicity, but those they've had some ownership changes the past few years for those.
They sure have. It's they've gone around several times in the last 10 years, 15 years.
Now, I thought we were kind of past that in the radio business, where we'd kind of settled down and we were, you know, the owners were hanging on to them for a while.
Right, right.
Anyway, that's a little shop talk, as you said.
Yep.
And, of course, they always say, no changes are anticipated.
That's right. And then they change everything.
Yeah. They can give them a new name and all that. All right.
Right.
7:51. We've been talking about going back to school, of course, yesterday and today. Been talking with people that, you know, Don Grant and some other people who go on the air with us, and I was just going to ask you if you had a favorite subject in school. Was there one subject that you really liked the best?
Lunch.
No. Really?
No, I liked, of course, journalism class, but the regular classes, reading and English,
yeah,
I really enjoyed
that's
those.
The common thread between Ted and me and you, because that's kind of what we do.
If we were math guys, we would not be right here right now.
No, we'd be out doing some high-tech job or something like that. Yep. They're not math guys, but we are the kind of... Were you a cut-up in school? I mean, I've seen you on stage. You can be a little... You can be funny.
Yeah, a little bit. I tried to disarm people as much as possible with some humor.
Did you ever get in trouble?
Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. Yeah, I did a couple times. I got sent to the office.
I could get away with it, man.
Really?
Well, I knew which teachers I could push, okay?
Right.
Some of them I just kept my mouth shut and kept my head down, because you never know. But some of them, you know, I could get a smile out of them, and they'd go on, because I'd always...
You got to know your audience.
Yeah, got to know the audience, and, you know, somebody be reading some Shakespeare, and I'd pop a line off on the outside of my mouth, and the teacher would usually, now, Stephen.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard, no, William?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, today is...
Hey, VZ says hi. I got to tell you that. I told her last night. I was at an event last night, and she said to tell you guys hi, and she loves you guys. And
Teresa VZ from the Art Museum?
That's exactly right.
Oh, she's a peach. She's a big listener.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Until today is National Tell a Joke Day.
Oh.
Do you remember the first joke you ever told?
Oh man, I don't. It had to be like a knock knock joke or something like that.
I think the one that sticks in my mind, I pulled off Ed Sullivan one night when I was about 6 or 7, and the guy was in it. The joke was, you know, my uncle my late uncle had a very large nose. Okay.
Right.
And one night he was sleeping and he rolled over and got his nose caught in his ear and he sneezed and blew his brains out. Got a big laugh from the kids on the planet.
I'm sure it
there
did.
You go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was 6. Hey.
bring him a little
That's
bit of
comedy the, gold yeah. at six right mm-hmm.
there.
There
you go. Horse walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Why the long face?"
That's a joke. Where's the rim shot?
All right, one more. Lobster walks into a bar. The bartender says, "We don't serve food here." Get it? Lobster.
Yeah.
All right, national telejoking.
Nice.
You know, and seriously, telling a joke is tough because you never know.
You bet.
If you don't know your audience and you don't, you know, they can just fall flat. I mean,
yeah.
I make jokes sometimes when our boss, Jackie Wise, comes in. I'll make a joke, and she'll just look at me like I'm crazy.
She does that anyway,
yeah,
doesn't she?
Even when I'm not
joke
joking.
Or no joke.
All right. Thank you, guys. National Telejoke Day. Have a good time with it. All right. Said back to school for so many places around schools around the Wichita area in South Central Kansas. 7:55 now. Steve at 10 in the morning. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have the latest on the new campaign finance charges for Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell. Ted has sports coming up in a few minutes here.
That's right. We're about 20 minutes away from our daily talk with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get a preseason update from Mitch in 20 minutes.
Plus entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward as well. Right?
Yeah, Ted. Elvis Week continues, and we've got an entertaining episode of The Blur coming up at about 8:35 this morning.
Traffic and weather coming up. Could see a little rain in the forecast. Stay with Steve and Ted for the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.